The Bible doesn't use a single specific word that directly translates to audacity in modern English, as the term carries flavors and colors of boldness, courage, or sometimes comes with little sidebars of openly caring less what others think, depending on the context. However, several Hebrew and Greek words in the Bible convey pretty direct references to what we would call audacity or being audacious, particularly in the context of bold faith, risk-taking, danger, and even, maybe, even being over-the-top adventurous. It needs to be said, though, that audacity can be negative or positive. Audacity describes a boldness or a certain fearlessness, and negatively speaking, it can be a willingness to disregard any normal restraints. Let us be audacious in our faith, while wholeheartedly putting away from ourselves the rude, unrighteous willingness to disregard normal constraints. Does that make sense? One word that aligns closely with the positive sense of audacity, which is boldness rooted in faith, is the Greek word parhesia, which occurs 31 times in one form or another. Parhesia translates to boldness, confidence, or freedom of speech, and implies speaking or acting openly and courageously, often in the face of opposition or great risk. It's not just courage, but huge courage. It's used to describe living a fearless proclamation of truth or faith, and looks a lot like audacious character seen of David, Esther, Jesus, Paul, and the list goes on and on. Philippians 1:19-20. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, parhesia, now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Audacity is something we should boldly ask the Lord for. And I mean asking more than just one and done, but pursue that kind of faith. In Acts 4:29-31, the apostles pray for parhesia, to speak God's word boldly amidst persecution. Now, Lord, consider these threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness, or parhesia. Wouldn't you know that God answers? The room shakes and they're filled with the Spirit. Paul reportedly asks for prayer for audacity in Ephesians 6:19-20. In Hebrews 4:16, believers are encouraged to approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Do you see the implication of parhesia, which reflects audacious faith in possessing God's mercy? The apostles had the nerve, to approach the King of the universe and ask his help, and he was all too glad to reply. An enthusiastic reply, even. They weren't just milling around in the throne room, tugging on God's sleeves, asking for self-centered favors. Come on, be audacious in your prayers. ASK, have you ever heard that? ASK, ask, seek, knock. Remember, Jesus said, "We have not because we ask not." Righteous audacity, or parhesia, literally captures the essence of acting or speaking with fearless conviction, trusting in God's ability to do what he says, and so much more. Like the examples of David facing Goliath or Daniel praying despite a death sentence. While other words like the Hebrew chutzpah, often associated with boldness or nerve, or Greek words like tharsos, courage, could be used, but I don't believe either one is large enough to fit the idea of audacity. Parrhasia best reflects the bold, faith-driven audacity we're looking for. Again, please consider that negative audacity is called arrogance, and that's a whole different discussion. I'll say this again, and I hope it sticks to you. Audacious faith points to bold, courageous acts of faith or defiance of evil in the face of overwhelming odds and is rooted in trust in God, in the sense that faith is a type of trust training. Do you pray with audacity, having the nerve to dream out loud to God? Do you have the audacity to step in the river with God? Are you audacious in standing up for what you believe? Not rude, but hoisting your colors up the flagpole without stumbling around, choking on your words, and being embarrassed. In 1 Samuel 17, David faced Goliath, who was a massive Philistine warrior, and everyone was terrified of the guy, and probably his own people were frightened of him. Armed with only a sling and 5 stones, David's audacity stemmed from his faith in God's power, declaring, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." 1 Samuel 17:45. His boldness led to a stunning victory, slaying Goliath with a single stone, and sent the Philistines running for their lives. In Daniel 6, Daniel defied a royal decree forbidding prayer to anyone except King Darius, and let me tell you, nobody but nobody denied the king anything, or they were just typically killed. Despite knowing the penalty was death in a lion's den, he continued praying to God openly. His audacious commitment to his faith resulted in God's miraculous protection, as the lions did not harm him, demonstrating divine deliverance. In fact, his audacity to believe God over the king changed the face of a nation at that time. Those are just 2 of many, and their lives highlight audacity driven by faith, courage, and conviction in the face of absolute danger or overwhelmingly impossible odds. How about some modern examples of faith-based audacity? For 30-plus years, a man known as Brother Andrew smuggled Bibles into communist countries where Christianity was all but banned. His audacity in Christ led him to drive past armed border guards with hidden Bibles, trusting only God for protection time after time. In fact, his mission organization delivered over 365,000 Bibles in 2024 alone. Of course, we can't leave out Corrie Ten Boom's resistance in World War II. Her actions still resonate in present-day discussions of courage. She and her family hid Jews from the Nazis during World War II. They were driven by their belief in God's call to love and protect others. Regardless of being arrested and imprisoned in a concentration camp under horrible conditions, Corrie's audacious faith sustained her. Besides these examples today, there are a multitude of people's lives that reflect extraordinary courage rooted in faith to confront oppression, danger, or injustice, impacting communities and even the world today. Hebrews 10:19-22. "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence, Parrhasia, to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, with the full assurance that faith brings. Because of Jesus, you now have the right and possess the nerve to march straight into the presence of God Almighty, King of the universe, and ask what you will." That is staggering audacity, and friends, God loves it. In Mark 7, a Gentile woman has the audacity to argue with Jesus when he initially says no. Jesus commends her, "Woman, you have great faith." In Genesis 32, Jacob literally grabs God and says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." God renames him Israel, meaning struggles with God, and blessed him. Then there is the persistent widow of Luke 18. Jesus tells a parable about a woman who keeps pounding on an unjust judge's door until he gives her justice, then says, "Will not God give justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night?" Jesus was saying, pray with shameless audacity. To sum all this up, audacity is praised when it flows from faith in God's grace and promise. I heard somewhere that the gospel actually creates holy boldness. Because you've been forgiven everything, loved infinitely, and given direct access to the throne, God's love is audacious, his gifts are audacious, and he's calling us closer to himself. We can now live and pray and speak with fearless confidence that the world will often call audacious. Are you audacious? Do you have the audacity to live the life Jesus has called you to? Yes, God wants you to be audacious with him and for him. Think about it. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.